Details about an advance in the treatment of Parkinson's disease are published in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. The technique, called deep brain stimulation, is particularly promising for people in the advanced stages of the illness when medications no longer work, NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Parkinson's disease attacks the nerve cells in the center of the brain that are responsible for moving. That's why patients suffer from tremors and have problems walking. In advanced stages of the disease, patients can become frozen, unable to move at all. Medication helps, but only in the beginning. Its effectiveness diminishes over time. In earlier research, stimulating the brain with electricity helped diminish tremors. But researchers wanted to know if stimulation in other deep areas of the brain could help with other symptoms of the disease. Dr. Warren Olano is chief of neurology at New York's Mount Sinai School of Medicine.
What we have needed is something that improves the entire constellation of features for Parkinson patients, and this technology does it.
Olano studied 96 patients who had electrodes implanted in their brains. The electrodes were attached to a pacemaker implanted under the skin in their chest. The speed and variation of the pacemaker was set according to the severity of the disease. And when the pacemaker was turned on, Olano says the results were literally amazing.
We had one patient, for example, who, when the medication wasn't working, was frozen, who sat in a chair and literally could not get out of the chair, not under any circumstance. If we pulled the patient out of the chair, he would be frozen on his feet, and if we tapped him on his shoulders, he would fall over because he couldn't retain control of his balance. When we turned on the stimulator, he could literally leap out of the chair, walk, or even run across the room and function in an almost normal way.
On average, the motor skills of patients improved by 50%, and patients reported good mobility for most of the day. Remarkable as the treatment is, no one knows exactly how it works. But somehow, Olano says stimulating this specific area of the brain disrupts abnormal signals sent by damaged cells.
Now, that might not restore a perfectly normal situation, but in general, it appears that no communication between two regions of the brain is better than misinformation.
The procedure is expensive, about $50,000, says Olano. The FDA is now reviewing the treatment, and if approved, it would likely be covered by Medicare. But even if insurance pays the bill, Olano says the overall cost to society should come down when you add up the expense of paying for the home health care, nurses' aides, and nursing homes for patients with advanced Parkinson's. With patients restored to far better health, these costs would evaporate. Judy Rosner is an official with the Parkinson's Disease Foundation. She says there would be other significant savings.
Because the patient will take anywhere from 60 to 80% less medication. And if medications are running anywhere from $800 to $1,500 a month, he'll save enough in drug costs over a year or two that it'll even out.
An FDA decision on deep brain stimulation for Parkinson's disease is expected soon. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.